Welcome to side two of Culture Quest, and this will be Australia. And whereas I barely had enough material on Africa and the Middle East to do side one, I have too much material to get Australia all on one side, so we're going to divide it, and this one is going to be Australia past, or Australia then, if you will. Depicting the life of the gold miner, the convict, the herdsman, the shearer, the guy who likes the barbecue, the guy who likes the beer, a little bit about the didgeridoo horn, and a little bit about the kookaburra, a little bit of a description of Waltzing Matilda, what the some of the terms in that song mean. Most of the things that we're familiar with about Australian culture. Then in a later issue, we'll do Australia Now, and we'll cover the pop and country artists who we've been familiar with through the past couple of generations in this country. There wasn't much on side one for the country or folk fan, but I believe we'll take care of that with side two. I don't know the artists on most of these. I have about 8 albums, and they came from about a zillion different sources. So sit back and enjoy a trip to Australia, down under.
Well, I'll sing you a rhyme of a good old time about 40 years ago, when we started out on this shearing route for a country down below. A wee 15 bob, 100 job, thought we were doing fine. But how we'd shear, I'll tell you here. Year of 79. The spotter knew a thing or two to clip the men that shore, and conditions of course were all enforced by the process of the law. We'd be fined if we used a naughty word, a cut late for the morning bell, and the boss would shout at the roustabout and curse and swear like hell. The shearers then weren't union men, and the lone man had no say. Well, the boss was quick with his rattle and stick, and decided what he'd pay. As we travelled about, we signed the cut out in spite of the rain and hail. And if we quit not cutting our bit, we'd do the cut out in the jail. When the sheds were done, we'd hump our drums on the track of a dusty west. But to tramp and shear for most of the year was the life that we knew best. Some, just a few, had homes to go to, but most had nowhere to stay. So the bulk of the band would mostly land at a shanty by the way. Checks would melt like snow in sun. They'd raffle their smokes, and the broken blokes would be off to the nearest run. With the swag on the back on the wallaby track, out west they'd have to remain and work their way for a 6-bob day till the shearing came round again. We'll sing you a rhyme of a good old time about 40 years ago, when we started out on a shearing route for a country down below. We 15 bob, 100 job, and thought we were doing fine. But how we'd shear, I'll tell you here, in the year of 79.
You came to this country in fetters and chains, Outlaws and rebels with numbers for nines, and on the triangle a bait and a mine. Bloodstained the soil of Australia. Dukies and duchesses, flash lads and whores, who worked their plantations and polished their floors, lived in their shadow and died in their wars. Bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old Buller drain? And have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all walls that's held our away? Dogs from your own native home, hardship and poverty cause you to roam over the bracken and over the foam. Bloodstained the soil of Australia. Then in the favour for fortune and fame, you cause the poor blacks to suffer the same. Imprisoned on missions or hunted for gain. Bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the old Buller drain? And have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all walls that's held our away? To this land, betrayed by the girl with the black velvet band, and still to this day you don't understand that bloodstained the soil of Australia. Green and white, old Australians and new, brothers and sisters of every hue. The future is ours, take the world from the few and raise the true flag of Australia. Let it quicken your heartbeat, the road's at your own feet. Travel it lightly and travel it well. And don't speak of success, nor christen it progress, till the swaggies can all waltz the silver as well. And don't speak of success, nor christen it progress,
in the creek bed, at objects large and small, but since it had a shiny hook, it doesn't eat at all. Oh, the kookaburra laughs and laughs away up in the tree.
He cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you and me.
While driving on the highways with all the cars and vans, I watch the gum trees going by and all the beer cans. All the kookaburra lots and lots are way up in the tree.
He cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you and me.
There was a bull named Barney chased after cows galore, but since he jumped a barbed wire fence, he chases them no more. Poor old chap broke his leg. Oh, the kookaburra laughs and laughs way up in the tree.
He cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you and me.
I had a girl named Mary, I used to think her great. Gave her all a bloke can give, and she gave me the gate.
All the kookaburra laughs and laughs away up in the tree. He cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you and me.
He swore he'd ride the outlaw, he even laid a bet. The outlaw tossed him in the air, he hasn't landed yet.
All the kookaburra laughs and laughs away up in the tree. He cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you and me.
The abbos on a station were often at a loss. Their pickaninny looked like them, but sometimes like the boss.
All the kookaburra laughs and laughs away up in the tree.
Cracks his sides at all the jokes not seen by you or me. My story begins on the wide rolling plains, west of Cloncurry, where seldom it rains. Old Lanky and I were droving that way through the mulgar and heat on a long summer's day. 'Twas late in the evening, we bed down to rest, and in black rolling clouds came a storm from the west. The cattle grew restless as lightning flashed down. I somehow sensed danger as night closed around. While riding to stop some steers that had strayed, Lanky's horse stumbled on the ground, there he lay. My pal lay beneath him, I thought he was done. One look and I knew the flying doctor must come. I placed him in shelter from the fierce wind that blew, then rode through the night to a homestead I knew. The foreman of the station sent the message I gave. Then I rode half the night to the pal I must say. Early next morning, then sunshine again, I prayed for the sight of the doctor and plane. I heard a low drone as the plane came in sight. My pal lay unconscious, but soon he'd be right. Many months have passed by since that day on the plane, when fate dealt its hand in the wind and the rain. Old Lanky and I are droving again. Our thanks go to God, the flying doctor and plane. Every stockman's one wish, as the years roll along, that this life-saving service may always go on. For women and children, white man and black, the flying doctor has done a great service out back.
What is a didgeridoo? Hey, what is a didgeridoo? Someone tell me just what can it be? Didgeridoo, what can it be? Well, it's made of a branch of a hollow tree. Like a wooden tube, you can blow right through. And that's what they call the didgeridoo. Wanna try it? Now the didgeridoo,
didgeridoo
has a wonderful tone.
Makes a kind of a sound.
Like a bagpipe drum. Like a slide trombone.
With the Asian flu.
The didgeridoo. And again
the didgeridoo.
What can it be? Well, it's made of a branch
of a hollow tree.
Like a wooden tube. You can blow right through.
That's what they call
the didgeridoo.
When the summer sun is shining on Australia's happy land, round countless fires and strange attires in many solemn bands of glum Australians watching the lights go up in flames. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that it's Barbie time again.
When the stakes are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snags all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lye, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue.
The Scots eat lots of haggis, the French eat snails and frogs, the Greeks call crackers over their moussakas, and the Chinese love hot dogs. The Welshmen love to have a leek, the Irish like the stew, but you just can't beat that half-cooked meat at an Aussie barbecue.
When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snacks all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue.
There's flies stuck to the margarine, the bread has gone rock hard. The kids are fighting and the mice are biting, who forgot the air agar? There's bullets in the esky and the beer is running out. And what you saw in Mom's coleslaw you just don't think about.
When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snacks all taste like dry toothpaste and your mouth is full of flies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue.
And when the barbie's over and you're homeward, why you wend? With the queasy tummy on the family, donny many lonely hours you spend. You might find yourself reflecting, like many often do. Come rain or shine, that's a bloody last time that you'll have a barbecue.
When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snacks all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue.
Old Australian stockman lying, dying, and he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, watch me wallabies feed, mate, watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate, so watch me wallabies feed. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down, tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Keep me cockatoo cool, Curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, Curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac, so take me koala back. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down, tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Let me abbas go loose, Lou, let me abbas go loose. They're of no further use, Lou, so let me abbas go loose. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Mind me platypus duck, Bill, mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill, just mind me platypus duck. All together now,
tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport, tie me kangaroo down.
Play a didgeridoo, Blue. Play a didgeridoo. Oh, like, keep playing till I shoot through, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So he tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
G'day. I want to talk about Waltzing Matilda, you know, our song, and just explain a couple of the words to you. You know, once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. Now, a coolabah tree, that's just a gum tree. And a swagman, you don't see many of them on the road today, but when I was a boy, they seemed to be everywhere. The words go, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy balled, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Well, waltzing's just walking. And the Matilda is the swag that he carried on the back. That's that bag on the end of a stick that carried all his possessions.
Waltzing Matilda, you come a-waltzing.
jumbuck to drink at that billabong. A jumbuck, by the way, is a sheep, righto? And a billabong is, well, that's like a bend in the river, but the river's straightened out and it's left this little boomerang of water, like a dam. Okay, so the sheep came down for a drink and up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. He grabbed the sheep and he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. He's happy because he's got some food and he's shoving it in his swag. And he says, and you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. He's knocking the sheep off and he's going to go and cook it somewhere else.
Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me.
Now, this is where it gets interesting, you see, because up the road the squatter mounted on his thoroughbred. Well, the squatter, that's a farmer, and his thoroughbred's a ripper horse, so he's obviously a wealthy farmer. But down come the troopers, 1, 2, 3. That means he's phoned the cops. The wallopers have arrived. Well, actually, he didn't phone, but you know what I mean. So the police say, who's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? They're saying, come on, give us the sheep back. We've obviously seen you knock it off. And you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. So the police are arresting him. But the swaggy's got different ideas.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Who's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me.
This is the sad bit, so get your handkerchiefs out. See, up jumped the swagman, sprang into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he. Well, what he's doing is, he's drowning himself. He's decided that he'd rather do that than spend the rest of his life in jail for just knocking off one sheep. After all, he was starving, you see. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. If you ever are passing a billabong in the middle of the night and you hear very strange noises, it's probably the swagman or else the frogs.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You come a-waltzing Matilda.
That's it. I've got to waltz off. See you later.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the publican's anxious for the quota to come, and there's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The mate's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer. Then the stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar and pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer as the barman says, sadly, the pub's got no beer. Then the swaggy comes in, smothered in dust and flies. He throws down his roll and rubs the sweat from his eyes. But when he is told, he says, what's this I hear? I've trudged 50 flaming miles to a pub with no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mate. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. It's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer.
then he breaks down and he tells her the pub's got no beer. So it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild ingles call. But there's